March 4th through 10th, Matthew chapters 8 and 9, and Mark chapters 2 through 5. Thy faith hath made thee whole. As you read Matthew 8 and 9 and Mark chapters 2 through 5, be responsive to impressions you receive from the Holy Ghost. Consider writing down the promptings you receive and the things that you can do to act on those promptings. It's hard to read the New Testament without being impressed by the many accounts of the Savior healing the sick and afflicted. Everyone from a woman with a fever to a girl who had been pronounced dead. What messages might there be for us in these miracles of physical healing? Certainly one obvious message is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, with power over all things, including our physical pains and imperfections. But another meaning is found in his words to the skeptical scribes, quote, "that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," end quote. See Mark 2 verse 10. So when you read about a blind person or a leper being healed, you might think of the healing, both spiritual and physical, that you can receive from the Savior and hear him say to you, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." See Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Ideas for personal scripture study: Matthew chapters 8 and 9 and Mark chapters 2 and 5. The Savior can heal infirmities and sicknesses. These few chapters record many instances of miraculous healings performed by the Savior. As you study these healings, look for possible messages for you. You might ask yourself, what does the account teach about faith? What does the account teach about the Savior? What does God want me to learn from this miracle? For example, a leper, Matthew 8, verses 1 through 4. A centurion servant, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Peter's mother-in-law, Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. Two blind men, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 31. A man who was paralyzed, Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. A man possessed by evil spirits, Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Jairus' daughter, Mark chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and verses 35 through 43. A woman with an issue of blood, Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. See also Dallin H. Oakes, Healing the Sick, Ensign or Liahona, May 2010. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, and Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. I can seek God's help even if I feel undeserving. The centurion, a Gentile, felt unworthy to have the Savior in his home. The woman with an issue of blood was considered unclean and was ostracized from Jewish society. Yet the Savior blessed them both. What do you learn from these two accounts about seeking help from the Lord? Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22, and Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ means that I put him first in my life. In these verses, Jesus taught that being his disciples requires us to put him first in our lives, even if that sometimes means that we must sacrifice other things that we value. As you study these passages, ponder your own discipleship. Why must disciples be willing to put the Savior first? What might you need to give up in order to put Jesus first? See also Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, and Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Jesus Christ has power to bring peace in the midst of life's storms. Have you ever felt the way Jesus' disciples did in the storm at sea? Watching the waves of water fill the boat and questioning, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, you will find four questions. List each one and ponder what it teaches you about facing life's challenges with faith in Jesus Christ. How does the Savior bring peace to the storms of your life? Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, and Mark chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. I can defend my beliefs by teaching true principles. It is sometimes difficult to know how to respond when people criticize our religious beliefs and practices. As you read Matthew 9, 1-13, and Mark 2, 15-17, look for the criticisms of the accusers and the Savior's responses. Consider marking the criticisms and responses in different colors or writing them down. What do you notice about the way the Savior taught? How could following His example help you if you have to defend a gospel principle or church practice? See the video, Everyday Example, When Beliefs Are Questioned, LDS.org. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1-8. Because of repentance, I can be of good cheer. When a paralyzed man was brought to the Savior, it was obvious to the crowd that he needed to be healed physically. But Jesus addressed the man's greater need first, forgiveness of his sins. Even if the man had not been healed physically, he could still have followed Jesus' counsel to be of good cheer. When have you felt joy because you have been forgiven? See also Alma 36, verses 18-24. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you continue learning about the Savior's ministry with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapters 8 and 9 and Mark chapter 2 and chapter 5. Consider creating a list of the miracles described in these chapters and finding pictures of some of them. See the Gospel Art Book or LDS.org. You might ask each family member to tell about one of the miracles, using a picture if available, and share what they learned from it. You might share some examples of miracles you have witnessed or read about in modern-day church history. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10-13. What do we learn from the way the Savior treated the publicans and sinners who were shunned by others? How can we follow His example as we interact with other people? Matthew chapter 9, verses 36-38. How can you help your family understand the Savior's plea for more laborers to help share the gospel? You could do something as simple as working together at a task that would take a lot longer for one person, such as cleaning the kitchen after dinner. What can we do to share the message of the gospel? Mark chapter 4, verses 35-41. Could this account help family members when they feel afraid? Perhaps they could read verse 39 and share experiences when the Savior helped them feel peace during times of turmoil or fear. Improving our teaching. Be available and accessible. Some of the best teaching moments start as questions or concerns in the hearts of family members. Let family members know through your words and actions that you are eager to hear them. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 16.